And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now is the head coach of the Mabel Canton Cougars. It's Paul Tullisfruit. Coach, how's it going today?
Very good. Thanks, Luke.
Hey, thanks for being here, Coach. We do appreciate it. Tough one last night for you guys on the road in Spring Grove. The Lions pick up the win 56-14, Coach. Overall, your thoughts on the game?
It was a tough one. I thought we felt that we were ready to play, and we had a good plan. But defensively, we gave up too many big plays, and offensively, we didn't stay on our blocks and finish those things and had a little trouble moving the ball. So those little things are the important things against good teams. So, you got to stay in the blocks and, make them drive on you, earn their points. And we gave up big plays. It was a tough one. I think our kids wanted to play well and like everybody, they want to play well. And we just got our dauber down once we fell behind early in the game. So tough to come back from.
And with the Spring Grove Lions, they have that size on the outside, and they can, like you said, big plays down the field. Is that something that you thought the Lions were able to contribute with on their offense last night?
Yeah, they are big. They're a well coached team. We missed some tackles on their good receivers, and we need to you need to stay and read your key and do your part. Everybody has a part to the puzzle. Everybody's got to do their part, and when you try to do too much, then those big plays happen. So we're not as bad as we think we are, but we got to work on those little things and those little fundamentals to compete with the good teams.
Coach, you have a 2-1 start to the season here for the Mabel Canton Cougars. What have you been most pleased with from your squad here in the first three games?
We have great kids here. They work hard. They want to compete. They want to do well. In the off season, they worked really hard. We're not going to give in. Even being down, our kids are resilient. And they continue to compete, do good things. We just have a few bumps in the road, and if a loss like this makes us better, it's all the more worth it.
Paul Tullisford with us, the head coach of the Mabel Canton Cougars. Coach, you have Kingsland on the docket next week. What do you want to see, or what do you expect to see, I should say, against the Knights, a team that ran the ball really well last night?
Yeah, and they're a good physical team with some good athletes. Going into the season, and they wanted to compete and be good, and I think they are. Other than that, their first loss to I think it was Renville, Tony mm-hmm. West, late in the game. They've put up some big points and held teams to one touchdown. So our kids are going to be ready. We're going to compete. They're going to be physical. We got to just match their physicality and stay on our box and move the ball and not give up those big plays.
Paul Tullisford with us, the head coach of the Mabel Canton Cougars. They fell to Spring Grove last night 56-14. Take on the Kingsland Knights at home next week. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck next week.
Thanks. Appreciate it.